Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think y'all are crazy about Zach.
You gonna find a Zach joint?
I'm gonna stay with Sean here. Man. Sean's got so much.
About an hour, real quick.
Real tears, man.
Sean's got so much baseball content.
He does. He got the shot of the beam in Sutter Health Park the other night.
He did. Yeah. Yep, he
it was
did.
Like one of the few, because in the stadium, I don't think you could see it. So he got it outside the stadium. Oh man, real tears. Hey, turn this damn NBA TV off.
Oh, what are they talking about? I'm on NFL Live, actually.
They're doing the replay.
Seem bothered. Right. You're not even a Knicks fan.
I'm not. I'm a supporter.
I'm scrolling so much. I cannot. I got Zach Malik. Talked. I got Doug. I got Keon again.
Last time Zach talked with
there's Zach. Okay.
They haven't talked to anybody in a week either.
Well, I got Zach.
Postgame doesn't count either, I feel.
Oh, no?
Because like, when we heard from Zach one time, it was at practice, yeah.
Yeah, practice,
okay.
He'd be going crazy.
All right, well, I found Zach postgame, so
Zach be going crazy on practice.
Look, what about Zach in the locker room?
That's a good call by you, because Keon might be up there.
There's no way Zach talks longer than Keon.
I'm still with Jesse.
It was legit. It was like, this guy's talking so long.
But are you talking about one specific, like?
He does it. That's him.
You think he does that every time?
Yeah.
But post-game doesn't count? All right.
Nah. Because you're tired. It's like, yeah, we played the card, or yeah, I should have took more shots, or I was efficient. Like, you know?
Man, Sean really is, like, he is Sacramento Cunningham.
He is.
Like, he's got the Sac State stuff up here.
He's doing a doubleheader today.
He's got
the Tower Bridge doubleheader that everyone hates.
Man, there's Zach again. He looks furious after the Celtics loss, but you guys say that one doesn't count. So when have they practiced in 2025? All right, there's Doug at practice. Nope. Doug there. No, that's post game. That's locker room. You're never gonna find a clip of Zach LaVine. There's Kevin Herter.
I found
a clip of Kevin Herter.
I'm about to tag you.
Well, don't tag. Okay, tag.
I haven't listened to it or nothing, but I found it.
Oh man,
he's at the facility. And we'll see. Oh, bro.
Is it the Bulls win on March 20th?
What day is it?
I got Zach LaVine talks about facing his former Chicago Bulls
team
for
February 24th.
Okay.
Before the Hornets game. Yeah, Zach. I think we're going.
What's the number?
48 and a half.
No, that's a high number. Way. That's a high less. Number. Way less.
I'm going.
Less.
How about 30?
All right, 30 and a half. The demon is 37 and a half.
I'll take the more.
I'm taking the less.
He's taking the regular demon.
No chance.
I mean, the regular. All right, here we go.
Less by far.
It's been good. You know, we needed practice days. Guys getting there, trying to lock in and figure out how to, you know, make everything work. So it's been good, collective effort.
Come on, man. What are we doing? Was that a Domas answer? What are we doing?
7 points.
What's going on out here?
Y'all don't be listening.
7.7. Next one, still, I'm going more on the next one.
Oh, man, they're calling shenanigans at
Price Paper. Donaghy over here.
I'm going less.
Doug was saying yesterday that like the green light is kind of going off a little bit in terms of getting
question too long, Jake.
Together, just where do you feel like that's kind of gone off?
Too long, I mean, Jake. We've had really good moments, but we need to figure out how to put it together.
It's gonna be the one.
You know, no one's gonna ever play a perfect game, player, coach, or stat wise. With the you're not gonna make every one of your shots. So, how can you figure out how to win games while trying to put new stuff in and involve new guys to make a run at this?
Were you ready?
What was the number?
20.3.
It was 30.
The regular was 30.5. The demon was 37.
30.5 is insane.
He won 48.6.
He was 10 seconds short. Prize Picks is calling this off.
No, I know when I saw that one time.
No, I know too. I mean, look, we
you're not
it.
Even
that
close.
That is 20. Yeah. That is 20.
You set the number at 30.
He looks kind of tired.
No, it's big time less. It's big time less. But we can't change
you
the odds right
them.
Now. We can't change the odds. We can't change them. This
running,
might be easy money for
I'm
everybody.
I'm running one more.
Okay.
He has no chance.
Zach, you're making us look real bad right now.
One of these you're making yourself look real bad.
Maybe it felt or a little
bit.
Or maybe it felt like a loss would be a little bit, have a little weight to it.
Nope, Sean's still talking.
Was I ready for a loss to have weight for it?
Repeated the question, doesn't count.
What?
He answered with a question.
I think every game now going forward, it means a little more because, your days are numbered with how many you have and with how close everything is. We were just tied with them. Now we're a game behind. So it's each game means something. But, you got to play all games, It's not, as much as we all wish we'd go out there after the break and win 28 of them.
Wrap it up.
It's probably not going to happen.
Come on,
so,
Zach.
You try to figure out a way to win as many as you can.
Come on, Zach.
Come on, man. Y'all are ridiculous.
He's not adding the extras like Keon.
Y'all are ridiculous.
23.8 officially. Come on.
See, we said, but that's why we got to come together as a team and why we got to win these ball games because the postseason's coming soon. So that's why we got to win.
Sit down.
That's where the 30's coming from.
Sit down. Ridiculous.
I saw what I saw, okay?
Well.
I was there too, Jesse. I was there.
This ain't even a league. This is just my venue that I'm allowing y'all in.
Hey, what you guys do on the radio show today? We played How Long Did the Players Speak For?
No, not everybody talked today. We dug up interviews from a month ago. What do you mean? What did you do today? Save lives?
And with all disrespect, all respect to these guys, they're not saying anything that we really care about. So this is much better than that.
No, they've been saying the same stuff they've been saying for however many games. They've been saying the same stuff they've been saying over and over again. It is whatever, man.
Playing into the bit, too. I got the, hey, I need you home early today. I got work late. All right, sorry, I'll be home.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Oh, man.
Kind of how it works. All right. I asked the question. I'm not even. I guess we'll get into it here in a couple of minutes. The story. I mean, tonight's game is the there will be minimal discussion about Sacramento tonight. There will be minimal discussion about the Sacramento Kings. And I think the primary focus of tonight's game is obviously going to be Michael Malone.
Mm-hmm.
But what they talk about in regards to Sacramento is going to be Mike Brown. Yeah. That's going to be the conversation. The Michael Malone news is it's the biggest news in the NBA right now, and it's going to probably be that way for another day or two. And the Nuggets are on national television tonight against another team that, coincidentally, Michael Malone coached for, another team that, coincidentally, fired their head coach this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones, though, who did it at the beginning of the season. They're the only ones who did it when their team was below 500. They're the only ones who seem to have done it at a time where it should have made complete sense.
Yeah.
And yet they're still the only ones who suffered like crazy backlash over it. The amount of Calvin Booth and Michael Malone hated each other articles that I read today was crazy.
Did you see the Kerr comment?
Steve, I didn't.
Steve, the tone was different.
Oh.
The tone was different. You see it, Jesse?
No, I missed it.
So I think somebody tagged us in it last night. But the tone was, it was just so much understanding and, and then he actually had another comment too that, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about the billionaire's joint. But before, the tone was different.
Mike Brown and Kink stuff felt a lot like who you are, like you really, like looking down on the Kings, like I don't know what the right words to put it, but just kind of like come back to me when I have a red. I can't put it into the right words I want to say.
It's all right. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Last night, I'll retweet the link right or the thing right now. Mm-hmm. But last night, shout out Paul Charles. He tweeted us and he said, it's just a change of tone. Just a change of tone with Steve right now, sharing his thoughts on the firing of Mike Malone.
Yeah, with Mike Brown,
it's so fascinating. It's so fascinating. Sorry, Jesse.
With Mike Brown, when they talked, there was no context to like the Kings being 13-18, losing some of the locker room. All that was kind of like, he got you out of the playoff drought, and you're going to fire him and all that. Like, just kind of like, he got you out of this. Like, you, like, look what
that's
he did for you.
That's all anybody wanted to talk about.
Yeah, instead of the context.
Yeah, you the ugly girl at the club.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he took you to
you should have just been happy.
He took you to the prom.
Right.
Doesn't matter that he wasn't treating you right. Doesn't matter that he didn't bring you flowers or buy you a gift for your birthday. He took your sorry ass to the prom, and you should be happy.
Mm-hmm. Shocked, like everyone. Mike has obviously been a great, great coach, championship Michael. Coach, and fantastic record. And again, like with Taylor, you don't expect anything like this this late in the season. And then as I said with Taylor, organizations have to do their own business, and we aren't privy to any of that. So I have no idea what was happening.
Oh man.
I can't really comment on anything other than, you know, wishing Mike well, because he's done an amazing job, and doesn't seem right, but this is the business we're in, and we're all going to suffer a similar fate at some point.
Jim Parks is begging for you to suffer this fate. Let me stall out. Look at that face. God damn it. I'm going to leave that face right there. I'm going to stall Steve Kerr out for a second.
Okay.
Because my instinct is to call him a hoe.
Oh, no.
But. I don't know what his relationship is with Michael Malone. I have no idea. I know Mike Brown was on his staff. Mike Brown was on his staff for years. Mike Brown came to Sacramento from Golden State. It probably felt more personal.
Got you.
To him.
Got you.
Like,
that's fair.
If Carmichael Dave got fired, I'd have some thoughts on Carmichael Dave getting fired. If you got fired, I'd feel different. I'll stall Steve out a little bit.
Which one of us is Michael Malone and Mike Brown?
Well, doesn't matter.
He'd be pissed if Carmichael Dave.
This is a travesty. Turning stuff over.
I get fired. Well, we're all gonna have this the fate the same.
I'm sorry, did you climb the ladder? No. Did you drive an RV? No. Kenny gets fired. Well, I just sit there looking like Steve Kerr looks right now. Looking like Jim in an episode of The Office.
Oh, man. Good stuff. But your point well taken.
Same time, though, Steve, I think our frustration lies in, organizations make decisions. Like, you can stand up for Mike Brown. You can share your...
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Feelings on Mike Brown, but at the same time, oh, it's just shocking. He took them to the playoffs. Yes, it's shocking to all of us. Like, there was probably, Steve, there was probably a reason behind it. Mm-hmm. No one cares, though, right? Because remember, Vivek is an idiot. Mm-hmm. That's the picture we paint. Mm-hmm. Vivek is the dumbest guy to own a professional sports franchise in history. And that is just taking his fact, because he's got some guy that his daughter is in fact not dating running the basketball team because the New York Times said so. Right. All right, man.
Well,
all right.
Spot on.
Everybody wants to dive into this investigative reported stuff and be smart until it's not time to do that.
Right.
Steve was like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
None of my business.
I'm not privy to anything, so I don't know. All right.
We'll come back. I asked this question a minute ago. Which team missing the playoffs would be the biggest disappointment? We got sidetracked because we were counting words. We'll come back and discuss that very topic. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. LeBron James playing in his 1,561st game tonight. Not the most all time, but he will move. Nope, he'll move to number two. Right now, he has the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has also played 1,560 games. The leader, the all time leader in games played, is Robert Parrish. Mm, yeah. LeBron should pass him next season, 1,611.
Wow, that's crazy to think about, like him passing Robert Parrish. Because remember how we all felt about Robert Parrish, like with the Bulls and stuff, like, bro, this guy's been playing forever. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so old, all this other stuff, and LeBron's about to pass him. And he, like, plays games, too. Now, LeBron has played. I don't think he's the same. I know he's not the same age as Parrish was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parrish was in his 40s.
Or Robert late, Parrish, I think, 40s? Was 67 when he retired.
He was 67 in 88.
I think he was 67 when they won a title. I don't know Robert Parrish's last year. I will, or how old he was his last year. I'll look.
Yeah. But LeBron
Robert
is
Parrish was
45.
This is crazy that Robert Parrish played professional basketball in the 1996-97 season.
Won a title.
He was 43 years old on that show.
Oh, man. LeBron, like, 2 years younger.
43 years old.
And like, so out he'll, here well, leading he'll,
LeBron's,
the team.
LeBron's 40.
He's 40.
Right, LeBron just turned
is
40.
Is he 40 or 41?
He just turned 40,
he's 40
in
yeah,
December.
I'm 41.
So he won't quite pass it at, oh, he might pass it at 40.
Yeah.
Because it'll be close.
That's going to be about 30 games or so, maybe 35 games.
I got distracted because I guess the Chatty House is at the baseball game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just every time I look at Michigan, I'm reminded he could beat y'all
Yeah,
ass.
Michigan will
every
slap
time y'all
the
get
hell
your Michigan
of
Wolverine jokes off, like, I just look at him like, he will beat your ass.
Michigan will put you in $1 million dream.
Yeah, the shout out to the Chatty House out at the A's game, man. They live in that sweet life. That's good. Oh. That's a good look.
On December 30th, the Kings had played 33 games.
So he'll be 41 in, 30, 40, 50 days, something like that. Still, he'll be younger than Robert Parrish was when he played his 1,611.
Robert wasn't even playing like
I
that.
I wonder.
That's crazy.
Because this, I always, this is always such a weird thing. Who's played the most total NBA games? So is okay. So it says LeBron 15, but is that regular season games or?
I think he's got them both.
I would think he does, right? LeBron James is set to play. Yeah, this says his regular season game. I want to know his total game.
I think he would be first. I think Kareem and Kobe might be second. Second and third, excuse me.
Kobe, really?
Yeah, Kobe played a lot of basketball.
Most games played in the NBA. I want a combination.
Kobe played an extra 25 to 30 games pretty much his entire career.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, LeBron can't be far off, right?
No, I think LeBron is one.
Oh.
Yeah, I think LeBron is one. I think two and three is like Kareem and
okay,
Kobe.
I think I got it. LeBron already has that title.
Yeah.
At 1,847. Kareem is second at 1,797. Robert Parrish, 1,795. Third, John Stockton.
That does make sense.
1,686. Kobe is 10th.
Oh, wow.
At 1,566.
Smush Parker years. Really
on the list, John Stockton, we said fourth. Not surprisingly, the guy he played alongside is fifth. Dirk at 6, of course. That's
about Dirk.
That's a 20-year guy. Tim Duncan, a 20-year guy.
I forgot Tim Duncan.
Eighth, Sacramento Kings legend. Vince Carter, 1,629. Another 20-year guy, Kevin Garnett, 1,605. And then Kobe rounds out the top 10.
Okay.
LeBron. You see a lot. I mean, Jason Kidd, Derek Fisher, Jason Terry. You see a lot of you see a lot of teammates on this list as you move further and further down the list.
Jason Terry. Yeah, he played his whole career with Dirk, I think, huh? Oh, no, he was in Atlanta.
I don't think so.
Bit. Yeah, he was in Atlanta. I think that's
he was a Sacramento
started.
King, wasn't he? King's favorite. King's fans' favorite.
I'll never hear that's his name and I instantly think about the time LeBron dunked on him through the court.
Oh, that was just, I would say it was sad, but it wasn't sad. That's not the
point. Oh, it's not sad. No.
No, not at all.
No, not sad. As we are winding down, of course, the Kings clinched their postseason position last night with the Golden State Warriors taking care of business against the Phoenix Suns. KC, at the beginning of this, kind of laid out a few scenarios. I actually just realized I left an important team out of this list here. But when you look at the teams that could potentially miss the playoffs, Memphis is one of those teams that could miss the playoffs, meaning if you're in the play-in, there's a risk of this kind of all falling apart for you and your season coming to an end. Which of these teams would be the biggest disappointment? Memphis, Minnesota, Denver, Golden State, or the Los Angeles Clippers?
So we put in the MVP on a possible team who could miss the playoffs.
That's it.
It's the Nuggets.
That'd be awful. It's definitely the Nuggets.
It's definitely the Nuggets. Yeah, really?
You got the MVP right there. You can't miss the playoffs.
You're saying, okay, I got you.
Jokic, you know, you're missing the playoffs. It's almost disappointing that you're in the play-in.
That's on Jokic, too, if you miss the playoffs.
They're not there yet.
No, I'm saying if they
if you are, point, okay.
Yeah. Like, you can win in the play-in and get to the playoffs, and it's still like, bro, you had to get into the play-in to do that.
It doesn't matter. I don't think that matters.
MVP.
He's not my MVP.
He's not, but everybody's saying it's just a travesty and it's ridiculous. That the amount of people who think it's ridiculous that Jokic is not the MVP is astonishing to me. It's astonishing. It's also, like, how much did you hear about Giannis's 20 assist triple double the other day?
None. We mentioned it. If it wasn't for us.
When Jokic did it, oh, man, Earth stopped. Earth literally stopped. But Giannis, then it's just, it just.
I don't know
mirrors.
That it literally stopped.
No, I was watching it stop.
You were watching Earth?
Yeah.
Doesn't the world end if the Earth stops spinning?
It damn near ended.
At least
Jokic
our world.
Did what he
well,
did.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Giannis does it 3 weeks later and just,
That's cute, cute little stat line by Giannis.
That's the microcosm of all of this. Like, Giannis not even being thought of in the MVP category for the last 4 years. And the second somebody has a legit claim to – he checks all the boxes to be an MVP in SGA, then it's an uproar that Jokic ain't getting it. All right. Jokic's a great player. He's a great player. He's not the MVP this year. And like we began talking about, you don't make the playoffs – how embarrassing is that?
Yeah, if the Nuggets didn't, like, out of this group, they'd be the most disappointing. And you're not having conversation about Jokic or anything like that, but he's got to wear that one if they miss playoffs.
But no one. Okay.
I was going to say the second one would probably be Minnesota for me. Fell from conference finals to nothing.
Not for me. So I guess this all comes down to personal, like, perspective. Like, I didn't buy – I said my messaging around Minnesota was consistent all year. I get it. I was wrong last year. I need to see it again. I ain't seen it.
But to the question – and the question can go however it needs to. But you didn't believe in them. But Minnesota, if you're Alex Rodriguez – bro, we were just in the conference finals and we missed the playoffs.
Dallas Mavericks were just in the NBA finals. They might miss the playoffs.
Yeah, but they traded Luka. You got Anthony Edwards. You're supposed to be ascending.
You changed your team, though. You can't. To expect an ascension is unfair when you changed your team drastically. You made a big change. Look, we've always been Team Julius, but. You made a big change.
That shouldn't knock you out of the playoffs. Like, you shouldn't go from Western Conference to out of the playoffs.
So to me, what that says is y'all shouldn't have been in the Western Conference Finals last year.
There's that.
You overachieved. And that was my feeling at the beginning of this year. They overachieved. Mm-hmm. There's far more history of them being disappointing than there is being a Western Conference Finals team. To me, the most disappointing one would be the Golden State Warriors. You started out 13-2. You fell apart. You sucked. You were done. Steph was distraught. Had his hand on his head. It was giving Domas-level answers at press conferences. And then Jimmy showed up. Oh, Jimmy showed up. And to close out the season, y'all looked unstoppable. Your defense had drastically increased. Draymond Green telling everybody he's defensive player of the year, and you had marquee wins against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. You had a couple of marquee wins during that stretch with Jimmy Butler. You had kind of a lot like the Kings. You had three dramatically different seasons. Mm-hmm. That crazy start, the part where it looked like you said, oh, this team stinks. And then the change and resurgence. Mm-hmm. Plus, you got Jimmy for $60 million more. You got a lot of Jimmy Butler left.
That's true.
I think falling short for them would be a big disappointment. Now, I recognize as we discussed this, you didn't buy you might not feel that way because you didn't buy the Warriors. And I realized as I was telling you when you said Minnesota, why I didn't think it was Minnesota was because I didn't buy the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. So it probably all boils down to what did you think in the beginning?
Well, you're right. And
that's why I get stuck on Denver. Sorry, last thing. That's why I get stuck on Denver is because you have said, and particularly all year, Denver's not a – they're not a championship contender.
Yeah, but I think that's why – well, not that's why, but I think they're the universal answer.
Denver,
really?
Yeah, like
– you don't make the play. That is just
– not being a contender is different from falling out the playoffs completely with Jokic. Right. The Warriors, I see like that. The 12-3, 13-2, whatever it was, I didn't buy it. Then they were bad after that. Like, they've been climbing uphill with Jimmy Butler since they got him. So, like, if they didn't miss out, it'd be kind of surprising.
Well, I feel like they're not climbing. I feel like they climbed.
Still like got
I mean, I know they can still ascend and all that, but what I mean is, like, they had a pretty dramatic turnaround when Jimmy got there.
They did, but they still had ground to make up.
Yeah.
They weren't starting from 0-0.
Sure.
So, because you had so much ground to make up, it lends to like where you're at, right? Like you mm-hmm. played well, and that just got you to maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, in this case, it would be 7th, yeah.
Right.
Because You're right.
So there wasn't a whole lot of room for error, I guess. That would be this.
I got you.
The thought behind it.
Sure.
Denver, not only did you not make the playoffs, but you collapsed. Not to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's I mean they probably wouldn't even have been in this conversation 2 weeks ago. I wouldn't have said that 2 weeks ago, but yet here they are. And before I would have said Minnesota. But Denver I think is overwhelmingly. And like Jesse mentioned, you got Nikola Jokic. Like you shouldn't be missing the playoffs.
But
with Nikola Jokic.
Okay. It's fine. What's the dialogue, though? They missed the playoffs. What's the conversation?
He didn't have enough.
That's it. They fired their coach.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, he's not going to catch heat. Like, this is not the way clean. It works.
He's Shawn Michaels. My hands can't clean be, on this one, I swear to God.
Like, you can't. Like, LeBron, did LeBron ever miss the playoffs with the Lakers?
His first year. Who was that? Who was it with? No, just real quick. Hold on. Who was it with?
It was with Rajon Rondo, right?
Nope. Who was the coach?
Oh, I think Phil Handy was
the best at. Wasn't him. Who was the coach? Okay.
It was with Luke Walton, damn it.
All right.
Because he quit on him on Christmas Day.
I'm pretty sure he got hurt.
I'll just be out 4 weeks. Nah, it was with Luke, though.
It was with Luke. I don't think is that the only year they missed the playoffs.
I can't remember. I mean, the first 2 years, I think, in Cleveland, he didn't make them.
You asked specifically with the Lakers.
Yeah, because right? Like I was asking, like, did LeBron catch heat for that?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, Jokic should catch the same.
Well, Luke caught most of the heat though, and LeBron didn't finish the season. Like LeBron. Got hurt and essentially didn't come back.
Yeah.
Point is like, Jokic is one of the best players of all time. Like, there's no excuse for missing the playoffs, I feel.
No, 100%. And this is one of the arguments I'd have in all-time NBA conversations with, like, Kobe, LeBron, Mike, or something like that. Kobe missed the playoffs. You can't miss the playoffs.
Mm.
Half the league literally gets in the postseason. You... At that level, We're talking Jokic, LeBron, MVP. You can't miss the playoffs.
He played 55 games that year, so he got hurt. He came back a little bit. They weren't very good, and then he wound up shutting it down. I just can't remember the time frame in which he came back after that. Was it a hamstring?
Growing.
No, right. Just keep playing.
Did I say it right that time?
No, you didn't.
Growing.
No. Why is it so difficult for you?
Why is it so difficult? It's a flag. We saw it. That's a flag. That is. Yeah, that's holding.
Why is it so difficult?
No, that's defensive holding. We saw it. It was beyond 5 yards.
Yo, this league is rigged.
It's beyond 5 yards.
Yo, this league is rigged. LeBron was talking about this league.
That was a crazy 15 seconds.
I went for the jersey and I put my hands up.
You grabbed the jersey at 6 yards still.
There was hand fighting.
Trash. Absolute trash.
But yeah, he got hurt on Christmas Day.
All right.
I put my vote in for the Nuggets, who I'm not sure are, you know, going to miss the playoffs. I would love, well, it doesn't matter too much for me anymore because Michael Malone isn't there. But I had played out a scenario in my head over the weekend where the Kings got them out of the paint and the play-in and made them miss the playoffs. Oh, I was ready for that one. But he ain't there no more, so just get in however you get in, Kings. But I don't think Denver will miss the playoffs.
You don't think they will?
I don't think they will. I think they'll beat who'd I say? Because I'm thinking Memphis and Denver playing 7-8, right? But earlier I said the Clippers will. I think they'll lose to the Clippers, and then if they play the Kings. Yeah, the Kings will win. We'll get back for 94 or 95, excuse me. Get back the payback for 95. We'll get them.
All right.
And then, ironically enough, Kings will be in the playoffs. They play the Thunder, which is the kin of the Seattle Supersonics. It's all connected.
Okay.
Rattle Seattle. Did you have one of those in your room?
No.
You didn't have one of those things in your room?
No. No.
I did.
Remember them well, but no, I did not. Well, let's just let the Kings beat Dallas first.
Let's do that. Let's make sure the Kings get a home game first.
You know, in reality, none of those teams we just discussed could miss the playoffs. Like, it could wind up a situation where, let's say right now Memphis and Minnesota's out. One's going to win. The other's going to move on if they beat Sacramento. Teams that we just referenced are in the playoffs.
That's true.
Denver winds up making it. Minnesota makes it. Memphis makes it. Like, it's up to Sacramento
Kings,
or Dallas
Kings
to keep them
out. Kings
are
getting in the playoffs, though, so somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to go. Kings are getting in the playoffs, man. I want this to happen, man.
I do too. But what does the Kings getting into the playoffs do for this season?
I think it does give a little bit of, like, how do I put it? You can, I'm speaking as a fan here, not the team building and all that other stuff, but you might be able to say, all right, well, at least they made the playoffs, right? Like, we got to experience that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't wash away that people need to go. It doesn't wash away the disappointment that the season ended up being because of the expectations we had going into the season. That's all still there, and that's part of the reason why some people will have to go, because we didn't forget those expectations. But there is a level of, and I guess this is maybe just for me. I got into the playoffs, man. You got the city, you know, an extra 2 weeks of basketball, couple home games, you know, in the playoffs. cool. You can take a little bit of a sigh of relief with that. I think that's what it gets you. I don't know if I'm not here to say that makes everything okay or anything, but it does get you a couple extra weeks of talking about Kings basketball, playoff basketball. Like I said, one of the reasons last week people were so upset and so disgusted with this team and that Wizards loss, as I mentioned it at the time, I think a lot of people, regardless if they feel this way, you know, after a loss or not, they still want to see the Kings play basketball. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the players didn't want to play basketball no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what angered a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that still remains the same. I still think people want to see the Kings here in the city. They want to see the Kings continue to play basketball.
What's changed with this team? Like, obviously, that assessment, the original assessment, and we can break this down further and say that was an assessment of a particular game.
Mm-hmm.
You said it very clearly, the day after that Wizards game, is the Sacramento Kings looked like they were tired of playing basketball with each other. Mm-hmm. They do not want to play basketball with each other anymore. And I think in the context of that singular game, or maybe in the context of the, hell, you could probably stretch it to 10 to 15 games or so, because mm-hmm. Their record is atrocious in that time frame. What changed? You had Charlotte next, you know, okay, no one cares about Charlotte. That's fine. You took no one cares about him until you lose to him.
Right.
So you took care of business. No one really cared about that. It was never discussed because you went on to beat Cleveland. I think it was on that Sunday.
Yep.
And then you followed it up with a win against Detroit on Monday. Yeah. You beat the one, you beat the six. Now all of a sudden it feels different. Now you got a Denver team that is the leading headline across the NBA channels and sports channels and all of that coming into your house with an opportunity here. You could, I think, if I have this right, solidify your home court tonight.
Yeah.
If you win, you would need Dallas to lose.
Right.
But they play tonight.
Right.
So you would need Dallas to lose. And if you were able to beat Denver, you're playing for something tonight. You're playing for a home play-in game, just like you had last year.
Yep.
You're playing for a home play-in game tonight.
Yeah. You asked what changed with these guys. I don't know if it was like this big come to Jesus meeting, but didn't Doug say something about they communicated with each other? I don't know how he classified it, but they talked to each other. They communicated. They were open with each other.
The players.
After the, yeah.
Okay.
After the Wizards game. I thought he said something like that. After the Cavs game.
Okay.
I thought he said something to that nature. And I don't know, maybe they did have, you know, clear the air session or, you know, communicated like, hey, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Like, what do we want the rest of this season to be about? And maybe band it together in that way. Not sure. But, yeah, they looked DOA a week ago. That was just pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been able to bounce back. So I could have been 100% wrong with my assessment of them. It could have just been a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like they were tired of each other.
You don't necessarily have to be wrong in your assessment. It just could be a single game assessment rather than a season long assessment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Sacramento Kings. They can clinch their spot in the play-in tournament. We kind of referenced this. We'll dive into this a little bit further. The Bucks had an epic comeback last night, and it was against one of the teams we've been talking about here this morning. Plus, don't show up to A's games late.
Hey, bro. All right, I'm glad you see the same thing. It's crazy, bro.
Do not show up to A's games late. We'll talk about it. Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Hey, shout out to my man David over at the Matthews Mattress in Roseville. I had been meaning to get in there all week. Kept running out of time. We've had some hiccups with KSFM. Complex hasn't been feeling well. It's thrown my schedule off a little bit, and I was like, I'm not going to get in there. So I called Matthews Mattress. And I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry to do this. Can I place an order through the phone? Like, I know what I want. I've been in there a million times. And David was like, yeah, absolutely. And so I talked to him for a few minutes. And he was like, hey, who was this? And I told him my name, and he was like, yeah, I listen to you guys every day on the way in and on my way home. I hear the run it back. So shout out to my man David over at Matthews Mattress in Roseville, man. I appreciate you helping me today get everything set. And I couldn't get same-day delivery for the mattress I got. But he was like, it's all good. Can't do same day, but I'll make sure it's there for you by Friday.
That's a good look. That's a good look. Shout out to him, man. And also, Jesse, don't lose sight. That's pretty rich. You know what I mean? Like, hey, bro, you know what I want, man. Let me just pay. I don't even need to come in. Let me just pay this over the phone. You know what I mean? It's nothing.
That is
it's
true, nothing. Yeah. Just, hey, what's
who
up?
Does that? Who
I would like
that?
This mattress right here. Don't you just tell me because I already know what I want.
I already know what I want. I already know the vibe.
Well, I do know what here, I want because I know what type of mattress
I know, but for
likes.
Us regulars, you got to go like maybe to one store and the sellers. You got to compare prices and stuff.
Yeah,
I want that one.
No, I don't have to compare prices because I've been to Matthews Mattress 10 times. And I buy all of my mattresses from Matthews Mattress.
Well, I'm sure Matthews Mattress has more than one mattress in the store.
They did. And my man David was like, I was like, hey, I got Beautyrest pillow tops in every room in the house. You know, these beds are a little bit smaller, but I want them to be soft. He said, on a scale from 1 to 10, like, what are we looking at? Like, 10 being the softest. I said, well, these pillow tops is probably about a 7 or 8. He said, I got you. I know exactly what we're going to do. He gave me the Matthews Mattress price, and then he gave me the dealer in KC Matthews Mattress price, and I said, my man, we good.
That's what's up. I mean, he still was just like, here, man, there's the money. If it's more than what it costs, just keep it for yourself.
You want the usual, Mr. Barley?
I don't even care. I found this in my car. Here.
You know what, man? This is why prior to a week ago, I didn't share any personal experiences with you guys.
You get it delivered? How do you get the mattress to your house? You get it delivered from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Matthews Mattress does.
That is what they do.
They deliver the mattress to you. Yeah. He was like, how soon you need it? I said, honestly, I need it right away. He said, all right, I'm going to see if I can get it to you today. Mm. He was like, hey, for this mattress, I could get it to you Friday. But if you need something today, here's what we could do. I was like, no, you said this is the one. We could wait till Friday. It's fine.
Come on, man. Look at D-Lo being understanding of the little people.
It's facts. That's one thing. Like,
very nice.
Never working with D-Lo, I've been like, wow, this guy stinks. Like, he's such a jerk. Like, other talent and stuff. He's a good guy.
Yeah, straight up.
Looks out for the little people.
Are you two finished?
I don't know. Right?
We're just talking. I don't know. It just is what it is.
All right, man.
We got
two.
Throw up your right wrist real quick.
I got two.
Well, don't do that. Well, I have the glasses on, so it's cool.
I got two Matthews mattresses for the price of that goddamn dinner.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
I am never going back to that place again. Every time I think
Lord
about
have
it,
mercy.
It gets worse. Now it's not exactly.
Yeah.
But it's close enough to where it's like, God, ooh, damn it. Geez. Seriously.
It was an experience, though.
It
was an experience. Can't get mad at that.
That's all it was.
By the way,
okay.
Everybody's
got jokes. Okay, I see you, Nicholas. Everybody's funny.
The at the little resort I went to in Napa on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesse. You go to resorts?
Yeah, he goes to resorts. Everybody goes to resorts.
Yeah, everyone's been to a resort. Yeah,
I'll try to flip this around.
Yes, I have.
You're such a turncoat.
What are you talking about?
God. You're such a turn. You turned more times than the Big Show.
What are you talking about? You asked a question. Yes, I've been
more
to a resort before.
One day a baby face, one day a heel.
I had a bad experience. Like the room, everything was great. But, you know, sometimes it just like the pillow has to match up with you. And they had like the pillows were a little, they weren't as fluffy as I like. And it made for bad sleeping. Bring my own pillows next time.
See, we've all been to a resort as well, but like, Casey, have you done the all-inclusive? That sounds like a D-Lo thing.
Right. What do I look like? D-Lo?
Exactly.
Hold up. What all-inclusive resort did I do?
It's just we're assuming.
Yeah, that's an assumption.
You never done an all-inclusive cruise or something?
Only cruises I've ever done is the KSFM ones, and man, those
cruises are honestly the worst. Something.
Bring them back.
Please, God, don't. I swear to God, if Complex brings that cruise back, I quit.
I was on a cruise for a week. It's like, I need to get on land
now. That's too long.
And we made little stops every now and then.
I know there's
like,
at least
enough.
A discussion about it. I just don't think it's with us. I think it's with the wake-up call. But I know there's been at least a discussion about a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise, so I'll go. Never been.
Oh, you could represent the dealing with KC
in the building. Breaking news.
God, you talk about sounding expensive. An all-inclusive Disneyland tour.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus. Don't even. Christ, Bryce, how much was that?
And don't even. And that's.
For a couple people, at least $5,000, I'm sure.
That's the. No, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying that's the little fella compared to if you did a Disney World tour. Oh, man. Disney World.
How much did that cost you?
I've never done it.
Oh.
We've been trying to get to Disney World since Reese was like 2. I don't know when that's going to happen. I don't. That's tough. Disney World, that is tough. But no breaking glass needed.
I wasn't going to.
James,
you abused the breaking glass privileges.
It is a little bit of breaking news, though, but no breaking glass because it's not happy. It's not happy time. James Ham says Keegan Murray has been ruled out again.
Okay. That's not what I was expecting.
Oh, you were thinking Maybelline Malik Monk?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Keegan's ruled out for tonight.
Lower I didn't even think about that. Maybe that's part of the equation.
Could be.
I mean, Terrence and, you know.
Well, they are kind of running low on guys.
Yeah.
Like with Jake LaRavia being out.
Right.
The G League is playing right now. They took a loss last night.
Malik.
Malik out.
Keegan.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah.
All three of those guys play.
You would usually. I think Isaac Jones is with them. I don't think he's with Stockton.
Stockton lost last night.
Yeah, they did. I think Isaac Jones is with the big club because I feel like I saw him against Cleveland or Detroit. I can't remember. But, yeah, you can't call anybody up right now. They're all playing. I guess you could maybe, but I think they're in Florida right now.
Man, we need bodies.
Yeah. So that could be.
I'm happy my man Terrence Davis got the call, man. Maybe give him some run on national television tonight.
Let's do it, man.
That's what we need.
Let's do it.
Give him some run on national television. Yes, Bucks were down 24 against the Minnesota Timberwolves with 10 minutes left in yesterday's game. A 40-13 fourth quarter gave the Bucks the win in that one.
Wow. Wow, that's what I was talking about before. If the Timberwolves mess around and miss the playoffs because they lose 2 play-in games,
mm-hmm.
B-Lo and JC in Minnesota will
Good
circle
show.
Back
Good show.
To last night as to that's when you miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
I can't believe that happened. You said they were up 24 with about 9 minutes to go?
Yeah, a little over 9 minutes.
And they lost by 7. They were down by 5 with like 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Like that evaporated.
It was quick. Yep. It was quick.
So, that was tough.
40-13 is crazy. That is a crazy fourth quarter.
In less than a quarter.
Yeah, right.
The Bucks do have that spurt ability, though.
Why?
That's what it's called. Don't do that. That's what Stan Van Gundy says.
Look, the ref ain't even paying attention.
No, play on spurt ability is not a penalty. I think, yeah, like, because a spurt is not even, like, that's not a flag.
Bro, we're just throwing that word around, huh?
Like, yeah, like, we got to get through the rule book at some point.
You assessed a double technical on hard release the other day.
Yeah, double tech means you get ejected. You're out of the game.
But spurt is fine.
What is spurt?
Yeah, spurt is okay.
It's not like.
It's close.
That's not.
But it's not it.
Yeah. It's not like the soda. Good call. That's a flag.
Good call. That's what I said. It's close, but it's not it.
Oh, man.
But I say Milwaukee did it to the Kings in that first quarter in Milwaukee. Remember, they went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I think Dame Lillard was playing. Dame wasn't playing last night. And they were able to do that.
He
Kevin
wasn't,
Porter
yeah.
Jr.
I don't know if Dame's going to. I'm not sure if Dame's
gonna make it back. Has there been any kind of report? I don't feel like I've seen
not anything. Not in the last week or so.
Yeah,
not in the last week or so.
That sucks. They but they had what's my man's name? AJ Wilson pulling up from the logo.
Yeah,
I said, wait a minute, hold on. You're lucky you made that, buddy. Because I don't know what we're doing if you. If you're taking that shot, thinking it's all good. But yeah, they were cooking. That is a terrible loss for Minnesota.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough. I feel like they've had a couple of those. I think, you know, we talked about which one would be the most disappointing. Memphis, Minnesota, Denver, Golden State, the Clippers.
Sorry, AJ Green. I think I called him AJ Wilson.
How am I phrasing this? What would spark the biggest offseason movement? Because I feel like it's Minnesota. Because what Memphis has already fired their coach. You have the Ja Morant factor if they missed. Do that. There's already rumblings and rumors and thoughts and reports and all of this different stuff about Ja's future in Memphis. Golden State is a wash, like it's nothing. Denver, it already feels like the change is coming. L.A., I don't think it's nothing. It's whatever. The Clippers, meaning it's nothing. I feel like having the discussion about if we changed, hey, who would be the biggest disappointment if they missed the playoffs to who missing the playoffs sparks the biggest internal reaction, I think it might be Minnesota.
Are you firing the coach then?
Yeah, I don't think they have too many moves.
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't think you could trade Rudy.
Yeah,
Julius is kind of there for right now.
Is Julius expiring?
I'll look that up.
Julius is expiring. Yeah, Julius is expiring.
Yeah, that's kind of the only move.
But you don't have a move to make unless you're re-signing him.
Right.
Or a signing trade, I guess.
Moving on from, like, not re-signing him, I guess, is the move.
Man. Yeah, he's got a $30 million player option next season.
Julius will be with the
31 years old next season.
Now, man.
He'll be on the Timberwolves next year.
Okay, you might have just answered my question. Is 30 for Julius low?
It's about
I know people hate him.
I think it's about right. Yeah, it's a good number. It's a fair number.
All right. Domas makes like 40, and Julius is 30.
Domas on average is about 45, I think.
45.
Yeah, it goes. I think it goes up to like 40.
Man,
I'm looking it up right
and
now.
Julius, yeah. And Julius is 30.
Domas on average is all the money divided by the years or whatever. Yeah, it's 46.5
per. And Julius is a $30 million a year player.
Yeah, because, I mean, we really going to say the words?
Say it.
Jesse, you say it.
Wait, I'll say it, but what do you want me to say? Julius is 29, like 30 per year. What do you want me to say?
We say
Domas is overpaid?
Yeah, for what you're getting, yeah. I'll read it off again. Hold on.
And that's the league, bro.
So
like, that's the league.
I understand that's the league, but we're dealing in, like, is that a good contract?
Okay.
Julius's contract is good. That's probably about where
Julius can't get. Julius can't get 3 and 100 next year, or 3 and 95 next year, or this offseason, I should say.
He might be able to.
From someone other than Minnesota.
Should he?
It's not my question.
I don't. Well, that
doesn't matter.
I don't.
Should he? Doesn't matter.
I don't think so.
Okay, so you don't think he can?
I don't think, a team is going to want to give Julius Randle $30 million at 34 years old. Or however many million.
Yeah, I think we think about that last year too often. I think every team realizes they're probably eating that last year on a 30-plus-year-old player. Unless you're one of the special ones. Or, I take that back, unless you're a guard.
Because Julius isn't always relatively healthy, right?
He's dealt with, last couple of years, he's dealt with some injury issues.
Yeah.
Last couple
but
years.
They're not knocking him out for the year. He missed a lot of time last year, though, yeah. I think, for New York.
But that was part of their reason to move on from him, because they did all that without him. And he missed a good amount of time this year. I want to say maybe 20-plus games.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing. Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.